This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, usually Dale Bellis joins us once a week to talk about health care, what it means. But this week we're going to have Matt Bellis. God, I knew. And at first you can't tell the difference. They, father and son, what do you want? They actually sound alike. They sound, you know, very much alike. It's amazing. But I like to bring this information to you at least once a week, once every other week, to talk about how, what's the difference between health share and health care? What's the difference between an insurance company and a membership-driven health sharing service? I think you guys would be surprised. I really do. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you go over to Facebook, we also have a live Facebook feed. You can watch there and you can listen. You can do all kinds of stuff there as well. But I just want you to get involved. I want you to listen. I want you to pay attention. And I want you to get involved. It's not brain surgery, people. It's not that hard. Now, you know, talk about being hard. Well, I don't know if it's hard or stupid. You guys can decide. I prefer you guys decide anyhow. But the Washington Post editorial said that Satan is good and Christians are responsible for Charlottesville. Yeah, let that sink in for a second, right? And every time you can believe or you start to believe that the Washington Post can't go any further, you know, off that left-wing rails, along comes a sweetheart of lunacy from these guys. You know, it really is funny because you listen to, you know, the Wasserman Schultzes of the world, the Sheila Jackson Lees, the Maxine Waters, and you go, oh, my God, it can't get any worse. You know, can you believe that people think like this? We got a really good one, if I can get to it, on Nancy Pelosi. I mean, Pelosi actually believes that Democrats have beaten Republicans at everything since the election. It's just amazing. I don't know what medication she's taking, but if her doctor listens to the show, you need to check it out. You need to check her out because she, you know, if she could be dangerous. I figure every other commentator is telling me how dangerous Trump is. If Trump is dangerous, if Trump is off, if Trump has mental issues, what does Nancy Pelosi have? Is she the poster child for mental sanity? Give me a break, right? And maybe she's an editor at the Washington Post because they're a little whack too. 7 days ago, the Washington Post published an editorial justifying violence against Trump supporters. Now, like I said, I've always been taught violence is never the answer. I taught my kids that violence is never the answer. And if you thought that was pretty some really pretty far-out stuff, a few days later, we were served up with another editorial openly calling for the banning of conservative speech on campus. Conservative speech on campus. Not all speech, because only conservative speech is hateful. That's why I said to you, this stuff that you guys are seeing now, that you think Trump has brought up? No. This has always been just under the surface of liberals. Always has been under the surface. But they've always been able to maintain just enough control because they've had enough control of the House and the Senate and all that. And governorships and legislative houses. They are getting pummeled across this country. When it comes to governorships, when it comes to that, the legislative houses across the country, pummeled. We own, 26 or 27 full houses, that's governor and both houses of legislature, of the legislators. And then here in California, this is a flushable state, seriously. I mean, we're done. These guys are out of control because they have way too much power. But we also have, what, 33 governorships or 34 governorships, somewhere around there? This is just making it. The Dems can't figure it out. The only thing the Dems can attribute this to is that the Republicans are lying like crazy or people are that stupid. If you listen to them speak, they're more inclined to believe that people are that stupid. So what's going on here? Is this paper nuts? You know, why is one of the leading establishment news outlets in the country offering this kind of, offering this information to dangerous lunatics advocating in favor of violence in politics? And come on, we can't be cute here. We all know why. This is the Washington Post. Right? This is their way of slowly but surely legitimizing these ideas, both of these un-American ideas, silencing the right to the use of force. Isn't that called bullying? When you use force to keep somebody quiet, to knock somebody down, isn't that called bullying? These are the people that want you. But that's why I always joke about my book, The Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Think about that. Right-wing, they gave it to us. Bible-thumping, they gave it to us. White guy, they gave it to us. So this is a group that hates labeling. This is a group that hates to be labeled, hates to have labeling going on, but yet they're more than happy to use it for the other side, right? And so I believe that these ideas, these thoughts, these wants, these needs, the things that are making the left crazy right now are something they've always wanted. This is nothing new for them. This is something they've always pushed for, wanted, right? When you talk to socialism, progressive socialists, if you would, right? It's just amazing. Anyway, you know, when you boil the left down, when you boil it all down to its essence, what are you getting here? Now, I'm not talking about middle, mainstream, moderate Democrats. I've got them in my family. No violence there. Right? But when you're talking about these outspoken, in-your-face people on the left, they're the violent ones. They're the bullies. They're the ones that want to come down on you hard. Right? They don't want guns because they're afraid you're going to shoot them if they get in your face. Think about it. And then you say, can the Washington Post get any worse? Of course it can. Anybody can get worse if you don't say anything. The last thing that I saw in the Washington Post, or was published in the Washington Post, is here, right out of the Post. The Satan of modern Satanism is a metaphorical icon for Enlightenment values. Satanism adopts a mythological backdrop that we feel more befitting to modern culture than monarchical. Oh, come on. Anyway, a whole bunch of other stupid stuff, including superstitions. The Satanic Temple, far from endorsing crass nationalist tribalism. This is all a bunch of hooey. And they use these words to try to make you feel bad. They use these words to try to make you feel stupid. Right? So let's see what Matt has to say. Matt Bellis on HealthShare. We'll be back in just a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
I've been taking One World Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, ground meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Away. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully heals in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right to my guest. You know, every week we talk about health care, health sharing. We're talking about what's going on in D.C. and plenty of people there, and my guest doesn't have to say it, but plenty of people there need some medical care. Because they can't seem to get their act together. You know, if you're following politics at all, you're going to see we're up for a fight here over the next few weeks over the debt ceiling and the budget and so much more. But when they start playing around with our health care, when they start playing around with the ability for Americans to have the freedom to choose the kind of health care they want for their families, you know, that's an issue. That's a problem. I've asked Communications Director Matt Bellis to join me today from Liberty HealthShare. And, Matt, thanks for being with me.
Joe, thanks for having me.
So let's first of all talk about the whirlwind of lunacy that's going on in D.C. right now, and I know that your dad keeps telling me when he's there, he's just kind of, I can feel him shaking his head on the phone, going, I can't believe some of the things. Yeah, I mean, is there a resurgence? You think you're going to see, or we're going to see a new health care bill here soon? And have you had any input in making sure that the health sharing portion of that bill is still open?
Well, the nothing has changed, Joe. that's the thing. Nothing has changed from status quo of where we were in health care only a few years ago. And a lot of people are out there hurting, and a lot of people have, are questioning where they're going to go and how they're going to take care of their health care. So they're going to have to come back around to it at some point. The question is when, and, you know, a lot of people are concerned about that. I have no doubt. The issue for us is, though, that it's no issue at all for us, frankly. The issue is that we don't want to be involved in that mess. We want to be left alone, healthcare sharing. And all of us in Liberty HealthShare, we're doing fine without them, frankly. We care about the folks who are affected by all of these things, but, you know, for us, you know, we're out there actually talking to politicians and saying healthcare sharing is a fantastic way for people to take care of their healthcare. So, frankly, just don't mess with
it. Yeah, right. Leave us alone. Most industries would be better off. Government would just leave them alone. Wouldn't be a big deal, right? We'd be able to move forward.
Right.
My fear is, though, is that as these guys move forward and try to make the new one better, try to craft a new one, that they because they didn't pay attention. They really didn't pay attention to, you know, dotting the I's, crossing the T's when it came to health share the first time around. So, you know, you guys are going to have to keep the heat on them. I'm not so sure that many of them actually realize how beneficial health sharing is. I mean, how did you feel about it as you were trying to move through it with them?
Well, you know, it's kind of like you can see it when the light bulb goes off in people's heads. You can tell them, and they say, yeah, that's great. And then you tell them again, and they say, okay, yeah, I think I understand. And then you tell them a third time, and then you keep going until they realize, holy cow, this is a completely different way for people to take care of their health care costs, where folks aren't almost indentured to a third-party payment system. And so we're there all the time talking to people in power to ensure that they understand what health care sharing is, and so that they are aware that there are a lot of people in America who depend on the function of health care sharing to take care of their health care expenses. So, we're there making sure that it's not messed with.
Right. Now explain to people, it might be the first time that somebody is hearing about health share as opposed to health care.
Yes.
What the heck is the difference?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, we have that phrase, not to just be tongue-in-cheek or cute, but really to help emphasize a little bit about the function of what it does. I mean, basically, if you take the modern equivalency, this is crowdfunding for healthcare. We're going out to a group of people and saying, whoever in our membership is in need, we're going to surround them with finances and prayer and support to get them through some of the most critical times of their lives. We as a membership, and we are a monthly membership, we share in each other's expenses month by month. We have a set predetermined amount that we share, and then Liberty Health Share takes all of those share amounts and lines people up who have the specified needs that have health care expenses to take care of. So Liberty Health Share really is just there to put people together to help share in expenses. This is member-to-member, person-to-person cost sharing of health care.
Yeah, that even sounds better. Look, I'm not a policy holder, right? I'm not just a number on a piece of paper. I'm a member. I'm part of a bigger organization where there's people making those decisions, not bureaucrats, not shareholders, if you would, you know, looking at the bottom line. There's actually people looking at me as a human being that may have been through the same thing they've been through, right?
Absolutely. And every single month, whenever you pay a share amount, you know your money is going to somebody else who is in need. And just like whenever you were in need and you needed support, those people are sending you money to help pay for your health care bills. You know, people make the distinction, but it's an important one to make, that Liberty HealthShare is not out there paying people's medical bills. We're just putting people in relationship with one another and aggregating all of those expenses and those share amounts and making sure people have the necessary funds to pay for their health care expenses.
Yeah, you said
so
it,
that's why we're here.
You said it earlier, though. You went past it pretty quick, the third-party pay as opposed to self-pay.
Yeah.
You know, when you self-pay, and it's emphasized on a regular basis, when you're self-paying, when you're cutting the check yourself, so to speak, there's no reason why you can't negotiate with a doctor. There's no reason why you can't, you know, you lay out what you want. I we'll hit this more after the break, but I always say the same thing. When I go for my physical, I'll tell you what I hate. I hate going for the physical, and then they take my blood test, and then I have to track down a doctor that I've either already paid or is getting paid. I have to track him down for 2 or 3 weeks to find out what the results of my blood tests were. Where,
yeah,
when you work with the doctor directly, when you're holding the purse strings, if you would, it's like, hey,
sure,
do me a favor. Take my blood test first, so when I come in, you know what you're looking for. Isn't that kind of backwards, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it changes the perception between an entitlement mentality to an ownership mentality. When we own our health, we make better choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I so much agree with you. Look, we're going to come back in a minute. I want to hit, again, I want to go through some terminologies. I want to go through what you're, if you're not an insurance company, who watches over you? Or do you have free reign? I mean, do I have a way to make sure you're doing the right thing by me?
Right.
Or is this like a pyramid scheme that, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's making money but me.
Exactly.
We'll be back in
a
minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. So much you can do up there. I'll be back. Hopefully, we'll both be back here in a few minutes. Matt Bellis joins me. He is a communications director for Liberty Health here. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Heat up your coffee. Yeah, coffee's good for you. It really is. Heat up your coffee. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Oh, let me tell you something. I am so sick of Washington and all its works and all them politicians down there and them congressmen and the congressmen. Boy, I'll bet you won't find none of them congressmen signing down their electric blankets tonight. Because if they did, their secretaries would get up and go home.
We are back. And this bumper music is more apropos than you could think. Seriously, if some of you have dealt with insurance companies, now God bless my wife, because we had a business with about 19 employees, and she handled the health care and policies and that kind of stuff, because I would have shot myself, literally would have shot myself, when I saw her sitting down with the insurance people, trying to get things worked out, advocating for, you know, for our employees and what have you. It is usually a bit of a nightmare when it comes to dealing with that healthcare system that's been in place for forever. And, you know, I mean, I'm only 58 years old. But for me, I remember my parents, uncles and aunts, other business people having to fight through this. So it's always been healthcare. Healthcare has been ingrained in me. Buying a quote unquote insurance policy has always been in my head since I was a kid. So it's all I know. This is a new way of thinking. And frankly, it's a better way to take care of your body. It's a better way to handle your health needs. You get to take care of yourself the way you want to take care of yourself, which is the way it should be. Communications Director Matt Bellis joins me from Liberty Health Share. And Matt, thanks for being with me today.
No problem, Joe.
You know, we were talking, you know, we'll get into that part of it a little bit more in a second, but we were talking about the difference between third party and self-pay, and I told you that I so much like better being able to sit with the doctor. Think about that. Sit with him, spend right. A few minutes with him. You usually can't even do that. And if you don't pay for it yourself, he's got to follow the process that the insurance company lays. I won't get paid for that. If I do that test first, I won't get paid for that. This allows you to sit with the doctor and come up with a real plan for you that an insurance company isn't in the way of, correct?
Yeah, and there's a real distinction that I think people really need to grab hold of, because if you've only known one way your whole life, you wouldn't be able to show where the distinctions lie.
Right.
And the whole concept of a third-party payment system really just means, in the end, you, the end user, are not in control,
mm-hmm.
because you do not hold the purse strings. And the people who do have no real connection to you as a person. You know, your doctor can advocate for you, but, you know, those who are in third-party payment systems have to realize that they're not, in the end, control of their health care. And that changes whenever you become a self-pay patient. Everybody who is a member of Liberty HealthShare is considered a self-pay patient. We like to say we're there for those things that are unexpected and unaffordable. But as self-pay patients, the benefit of that is that we are the owners of our own health care. and that we can take control of our health lives. You know, we can work with our doctor. We can make decisions in conjunction with our doctor. We can tell our doctor, hey, I'm concerned about the cost of this. Can you please tell me what that is? Actually, I just got an email today from a member who said I went to my first medical procedure with my doctor. And I said, hey, there were some things going to be frozen off. It was a dermatology visit. There was some things on their skin that were going to be frozen off. And they said, how? I'm cost conscious. What do I do here? You know, I'm a self-pay patient. And the doctor obliged and said, well, yeah, there's a much more inexpensive way, just as effective, that we can do this. They went through that process. They saw that what the price was going to be. The bill was sent through Liberty HealthShare, and we're processing it now. But that's the difference. You change yourself from an entitlement mentality, what's going to happen to me, to an ownership mentality, that I'm in control of my health care. And all of these subsequent things that I care about as an owner, I'm going to make sure of. Cost, efficiency, effectiveness, all of those things.
Yeah, interesting you're bringing that up, and I'm thinking to myself, there are processes, you know, some people don't want all kinds of drugs in their body, they want more of a holistic remedies and that kind of thing, and under this kind of health sharing, those things could be covered, those things, a different, what do they call it, procedures or a different plan to make yourself healthy could be covered under this kind of thing, where an insurance company or a doctor, if it isn't FDA regulated, approved, and beat over the head, they're not interested in covering it for you, right?
Yeah, we have certain parameters that we show as what is available to us as a naturopathic, but that is something that we've heard from the members say, these are things that I want to try, and can they be shared in? And, yeah, we share in naturopathic things that are proven to work. We're just saying that you are in charge of your health care, and as a group of people, we're responsible to you and you to us. And we as a group are going to help take care of each other's health needs together. And that's what the whole sharing mentality is all about.
It's hard to, again, you brought it up, I brought it up, it's hard to wrap your mind around it because you are truly, for the first time, you're truly making decisions on your health care and how you want to be taken care of and the kind of things you're willing to let into your body and be tested and poked and prodded over. And I think that's a big leap for what, 98% of the American population, because we're not you do what the doctor says. And we didn't know that the doctor was doing what the insurance company said in a lot of cases.
A lot of cases, that's true. I actually had my own instance with this a few years ago. I was diagnosed with a disease called hyalur sarcoidosis, where it affected my lungs. My lymph nodes between my lungs was expanding at a dangerous rate, and it could have caused severe problems.
Wow.
And when I heard about all of that, I just said, I'm glad to know that I'm in control of this thing and not some third-party payment system, because I had to go through procedures to make sure that it was taken care of. I had to go on a prescription regimen that wasn't expensive, but it was something that I needed to go through. And if those things were decided upon by a third-party bureaucrat, how do I know that I'm going to be getting the best care that I need if those decisions are made without me? So I'm glad that I'm a part of it, and I encourage anybody to take control of their health care and just say, yeah, to fooey with the with what the government does and third-party payment systems, I'm going to take control.
Yeah, I see it as a positive thing. All right, so you're not an insurance company, right? So you're not regulated by the insurance commission, if you would, which means you guys get away with anything you want to, right? Nobody's watching over you. You know, you guys got a couple of yachts over there, right? I mean, seriously, how do I know that you're being watched over and the money's going where it needs to be and you people are doing the right thing?
Absolutely. It is the Wild West over here. No oversight whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, you're probably like the federal government. You're having those parties in those hotels in Vegas and all of that stuff, right?
I mean, right. Yeah. No, actually, we as a Liberty HealthShare are regulated and we have oversight in a few different ways. One, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So that means to maintain a nonprofit status, we go through audits and regulatory procedures to ensure that we're spending money in the right way and that it's not excessive or extravagant. We're also regulated federally to make sure that we are a healthcare sharing ministry and that we're making decisions and sharing in healthcare in the prescribed way that healthcare sharing ministries are regulated. And also, frankly, we're regulated by our members because, again, this is a membership. The members, in part, own the whole process of Liberty Health Share. So if there is something that they see that doesn't go right or something doesn't work out correctly or they feel that something is unjust, we have a whole process by which our members can make appeals and look at our systems and make sure that we are a just organization. And frankly, the freedom, liberty-minded side of me says we're also regulated by the market. If we weren't doing what we should be doing, then we'd be out of business.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. And it's, but people need to realize, you know, again, it's that mindset that you have to break on people, which is, you know, okay, an insurance company, they're regulated by the government. Well, I don't know if that's such a good thing, but they're regulated by the government. So I've got somebody to go to. Well, I'd like to admonish people, have them at least think about how often has that helped you in the past? Seriously.
Right.
You know, my wife was on the phone sometimes hours and days trying to get an insurance company to fix something. It was a nightmare. Where if you're talking about something that's more member-driven, member-controlled, then you have, it's a different viewpoint. It's a different way totally of doing business. And I think that's also what lends more credibility to this or makes it more appealing to want to go down this road. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
Tell people, how do they get more information on Liberty HealthShare?
Just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. Click on one of our buttons there that you can get a free decision guide that'll help you make the decision about whether healthcare sharing is right for you. And if and when you're ready, you can enroll right online.
Yeah, Matt, always a pleasure to have you with me. And get, you know, you got to keep people informed. And thank you for using plain simple English because some of this stuff makes absolutely no sense at all. Sometimes you got to go grab a dictionary in every sentence to find out what the heck it means. But thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe.
Yep. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Seriously, I got so much more that I want to talk about in the next segment. Heat up your coffee, get something to drink, do whatever it is you do, and come on back.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. On the texting screening and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and be part of the conversation, people. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Okay, be part of the conversation. Make a difference. And you can't make a difference being quiet or, all right, I'm not making fun of Facebook warriors. And you really can't make a big difference being a Facebook warrior. Go out there. Talk to people in your neighborhood. Go to school board meetings. Go to town hall meetings, right? You don't have to be disruptive. Just informative. Make sure you have the information you need. It really is that simple. You know, I admonish you guys on a regular basis, and I'm not trying to sound like an old grandmother here, but here's the deal. You know, it doesn't take much to change it. It doesn't take much to change the way something happens. You know, I love to tell the story. By the way, you're listening to Real Side. I get rolling, I can't stop. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. We're on stations all across the country. If you want to know where, when, and how, head over to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live. You can listen live, as I like to say. You can buy the book, buy a T-shirt, buy a coffee mug. Keep me in a lap of luxury that I would like someday to become accustomed to, not that I am or am not. So But I want to get back to, you know, years ago, I like to tell this story, and I know it tees off some of the people I live around, but, you know, I was on some kind of board at a high school, and my kids happened to go there, and it was an advisory council. That's what it was, a parent advisory council. And basically, it just meant that we could put our two cents in. We could hear what was happening. The principal was there. The vice principal was there. You know, people were just there to help inform you and let you know what was going on. And I think the Parent Advisory Council was elected. They were elected a group of people from the parents. So, anyway, remember at one point in time, the magazine, the newspaper, whatever it was for the school, Planned Parenthood was going to buy the back page of the magazine. And I was pretty upset. And it was part of them, you know, trying to raise money for the journalist group and all that stuff. And I said, look, I belong to a part of a Christian business group, and we'll buy the back page. And then I got hit with all that separation of church and garbage, right? Seriously, I got hit with all of that. So I said, okay, here's the deal. How much is the page? All right, it's X amount of dollars? Great. Leave it blank. So when people ask you, why is it blank, you could say the group that bought it decided to leave it blank. Well, who was that group? And then you could tell them. But I got my friends to donate the money to do it, to leave it blank. So one person was able to make a difference to keep Planned Parenthood away from that pay for that school. You know, you can't win forever. I get all of that. But, man, you got to do something. Right? You got to do something to stop them, to slow them down. Because they're predators. They're predators. They're circling our children. They're trying to find a way for our children to feel bad about who they are, what they are, about the abstinence, about, you know, not having sex, that they're not abnormal. Your kids are not abnormal if they decide that they don't want to have premarital sex, if they don't want to have sex as a teenager, if they don't want to be pressured or bullied into having sex. Seriously. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do, and I really appreciate the time, your input when you're talking to me on the website. You know, we have a live chat room on the website. We have a Facebook page. We've got a lot of good stuff going on. Speaking of crazy things happening, Pelosi actually made the statement. I'm not making this up. Didn't happen in a drunken stupor. You know, my meds are okay today. She said the Democrats have won every single fight against the Republicans. All right, I don't know about you guys, but every fight to me means exactly that. Every fight. Last I checked, we've just won some more governorships and seats at the Senate level, at the House level, across the country. It doesn't sound like they're winning to me. We even had a governor that switched from Democrat to Republican because what did he say? My party left me. Which we're hearing more and more and more. Pelosi doesn't get it. Many at the top don't get it. They don't hear it. They're not interested. Now, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said in no uncertain terms Wednesday that Democrats have won every fight against the Republicans, leaving out that the Democrats have lost 4 special House elections to Republicans this year. She went on to say the Republican Party is in such disarray right now, crisis after crisis. Nonetheless, the Democrat Party does not seem to have been able to capitalize on the problems facing your other party. Now, Pelosi was taken aback by, this is a reporter from KRON, her name is Pam Moore. When Ms. Moore made these statements, Pelosi was taken back, suggesting the Democrats have not capitalized, and asking her what she meant before responding to her question. Pelosi went on to say, we have beaten them in appropriations. We've won every fight. The president's numbers are in the high 30s, which for a new president, remarkably low. He's making his own case. The American people see for themselves that he does not share their values, and that he does not, geez, for a guy who doesn't share their values, he's sure got a lot of their votes. He can sure pack a room for rallies. And as she went on to say, some people may have voted for him. They're now rethinking why they did. Others are just digging in their heels. Pelosi went on to discuss the efforts of the Democrats trying to take back Congress in 2018. She says, we have a new economic message that was rolled out in late July. I must have been in a coma. I missed the whole thing. They have nothing. They have no new message. It's the same old message. They can't give the president credit for anything. Again, I say, same old message. Do you know what I'm saying? There's no new economic message. There's no new pro-growth message. And with schools and education, my God, get off the sexual content. How about we get back on the reading and writing and arithmetic? How about that? How about we stop embarrassing ourselves with the stances that we take on some of these things? And you want a perfect example of that? A school. Now, I want you to think about something. I want you to think about your grandchildren. I want you to think about your children. But some of you, think about your grandchildren, okay? Think about how stupid this is. A school actually disciplined a first grader for misgendering. Yeah, let that sink in. A first grader. First grader can't even figure out the difference between miss and misses. Doesn't know what colors go together. You've got to teach them what crayons work with what crayons. How to sharpen a pencil. Are we serious? And it's perfect because it's in California. That's what we want to do. We want to berate and belittle these kids for things that they just don't know yet. And sexual orientation is the most important thing that we can hang everything on, right? Now, Sacramento area charter school already rocked by parental backlash over a five-year-old boy transitioning to a girl into kindergarten. Now, this isn't the charter school or the school's, in and of itself, the school's fault, right? This is the lunatics in Sacramento. This is the legislators who think this is more important than anything else. And this is, look, I've had doctors on, I know, it makes some of you crazy. Transgendering at 5 years old, transitioning at 5 years old. It's not right. It is wrong. And doctor after doctor now, pediatrician after pediatrician is now jumping on that bandwagon. And I'm another guy that says, look, adults, you do what you want to do. That's up to you. But a five-year-old or somebody in the fifth grade? No, that's not right. Now, the five-year-old boy is transitioning to a girl in kindergarten class. Now been sent to a first-grade student to the principal's office for misgendering the boy. The first-grade student at Rockham Academy Gateway inadvertently called the trans girl by his boy's name. You know, the one that he's known him for the last 2 years on? Karen England, executive director of the Capital Research Institute, was all over this. The first gender knows the student name from the first grader. Sorry. the first grader knows the student's name from last year and innocently on the playground called him by his name. Was told that she needed to refer to him as a she and needed to refer to him by his new name, which the student said, okay. He was accommodating, but then later in the day, he was called into the principal's office so that the student could be investigated to see if it was intentional or not. Right. Right. Because you see what they're doing? Browbeating, bullying, the same thing they tell us they don't want to do. Right? Because this is what six-year-old kids plan out. I have a six-year-old granddaughter. She couldn't plan this out because it's not in her nature. The parent met with the principal on Wednesday, England said, and the school referred to the parent reiterated to the parent that their child needs to refer to the biological boy as a girl with a girl's name. The first grade student was upset because she thought she was in trouble. Right? Isn't this wonderful to do to these kids? No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. This is so wrong for me. So wrong in so many ways. Why would we do this to them? And then to bring them in and browbeat them some more? Because we can't do it in a slow transitional way. No. We have to do it all at once. We have to browbeat these young kids. We have to make them feel bad. Start to have them hate going to school. At this level, this is so wrong. I'm telling you. And if I have to parade a boatload of doctors on the show for a week solid to do it, I'll do it. That's how strong I feel about this. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. You have to go far. Have a good weekend. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here on Monday.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?